Well, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. Today, we got a special Zoom guest. Louis Arletta is with us again.
I didn't know we were going to do the whole intro thing.
I didn't know either until right now.
So, I know. I was like, which should I be looking at the camera when you're doing this?
It's really just weird. The whole thing's weird until I say something. And that was the only thing I know how to say.
But did you say that in the first episode to him in general?
No, I just listened to, I actually just listened to your episode today. And I was like, cause I wanted to see what the hell we talked about.
I
know we talked about
today. Before we started recording this, I forgot to tell you this. Like, you got to tell me what we already talked about. Because I actually never watched it.
Oh.
I'll send you a link.
That's weird. We talked about eBay. We talked about being the brand manager for Enjoy and how that switch was when Matt Eversole was doing it, you know, MJ to Matt to you and, you know, and you being on Maple with Jerry and Mark leaving and all that stuff. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff. And the biggest thing we did talk about was you getting banned from eBay. That was like the highlight of the episode, I think.
Well, it's all about me, right?
Yeah. Oh, and then we talked about
IP addresses.
Yeah, IP addresses, right? And then we talked about how Raj went up to your house to edit the pervert video, and you guys had a total of 38 cases of beer. You marked them down in cards and everything. Well, we're going over stuff that people already know. If they've seen the episode, then they know. But I'm filling you in.
Thank you. Like, I actually just
on your life, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I don't really like watching myself. It's just so awkward, you know?
Are you going to watch this?
Probably not. No. I'm living it, bro.
He's a busy guy. Yeah, keep moving on.
I want to thank you for coming back on and being our first Zoom guest. I don't even know if we should use the word Zoom, Raj. It's we're not getting paid or anything.
At home edition.
We are using their service. A lot of people are doing this in the whole pandemic we got going on.
Can you hear that right now?
No.
Hold on. Let me shut my door.
Has he got roommates? What's going on over there?
Dude, that's the best sign.
Sorry, dude.
The best sign on the door right there. Man down with Oprah.
She did fall recently on stage, by the way, when she was talking about balance.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. My dad's got the fucking TV like cranked right now. I was like, dude, I'm like doing something.
I love this though. Louis Barletta in the house for the second time. You're the first guest that's ever been on the show twice now.
Crazy. Well, Kelly.
Kinda. Oh,
well. Kelly.
And Jeron and LD.
I don't count, dude. We all know that.
He doesn't count. But how are you doing, man? How's everything going right now? You know, I presume you're on lockdown as well. And it's interesting. I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, you obviously are running a brand. You're running Enjoy.
Yeah.
So how does one like navigate through all this? You know what I mean? Like it's such a new...
It's mellow, I guess. I moved back in with my parents, so...
Oh, times are tough.
It's like a lot different these days. I keep telling my parents, most kids my age still live at home. Like, totally normal. Well, I don't know. My dad hates me, though.
You got your tank over there, right? Is that the house where you got your tanks? Oh, we've lost him. Oh, there he is.
Hi. Hey, I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back on the Nine Club. Wow.
We cut out right there real quick.
Yeah. Let me go ask my parents to like not use the internet right now because I think it's like fucking everything up.
Okay. I mean,
hold on.
Whatever
hold
you want to do. Yeah.
I'll tell them chill out on the Netflix, dude.
Netflix and chill. Oh, parents are Netflix and chilling right now. Whoa.
Yeah. And my mom's on my ass about swearing. So I got to say hello.
Okay. We'll try to keep it to a minimum.
Mom, turn off the freaking Wi-Fi.
Amazing.
Get off Netflix, Mom.
I love it. Louis Barletta, dude. Back at his parents' house.
You think that's the same room he grew up in?
Ask him.
Let's see. It's a good
thing. Yeah, shit, man. I don't really have much.
I know Chris was asking you a question, but real quick, is that the room you grew up in?
Yeah. Dude.
Still the same.
All right, so check this out. Roger, when I was moving back home, my mom was like, I kept some of your old clothes. Oh, check this out.
Oh, fucked jeans or something? What are you talking
about? A little show and tell right now. Oh, wow.
Powell Peralta jacket. Is that a jacket or a windbreaker? He can't hear us.
Is it a canvas jacket?
Canvas?
Yeah.
Dude, so old, man.
That's a canvas jacket, right?
Yeah. And it like took forever saving aluminum cans to like pay for that thing. I was like, fuck.
Does it still fit you?
Well, I'm still like 16, so yeah, of course. Top professional athlete, dude. I'm at the peak of my fucking career right now.
When you came on our show, you just turned 21, and that was three and a half years ago? So you're at least 24 now.
Well, see, it's still legit to be living at home.
I'm keeping track. Baby. I'm keeping track.
Oh, man.
But, dude, I'm glad everything's going good, though. But I don't know. I was just asking you the question about navigating brand manager during this kind of pandemic, never been or seen in our life. What are you doing now?
This is kind of really crazy, but we kind of just, we do a lot of things with, what do you call that? Like, the internet?
Social media?
Yeah. So that still is here. So we're still doing the same thing.
It's gotta be a little different though.
It is. Yeah, it is.
But like, if you have something to do with a rider or something like that, like, are the riders like, are they skating? Or are you guys out filming? Or how does this work? You know,
dude, we risk our lives for a living. Like, who's really gonna be afraid?
Hey,
of
dude, I'm
pirate.
Asking you. I'm just asking.
I can't say what I really said to the dudes because this is pretty fucking gnarly.
Give us a little, give us a brief synopsis, maybe.
No, I actually, like, when all this stuff started, I basically, like, reached out to all the team guys and everybody and was like, dude, everybody's health's way more important than, like, getting clips right now or working on projects. Like, there'll always be time for that, you know? But I mean, Magic Johnson didn't die. If you have enough
money. He had money for the cure, though.
Yeah, if you got enough money, keep going, dude. Deeds has got that Nike money, man. That's going to stop him.
Here you go. You're
going to keep him going like the fucking Terminator, dude.
Wow.
Well, I see clips of him all the time on Instagram still.
Yeah, he's been fucking it up.
Yeah. Also, though, they were really quick to lock down their country. Mm-hmm. So, like, Norway, like, shut everything down super fast. And Deeds this week was saying they're already letting everything up again, like, letting people out again. And,
oh, wow. That's what happens when people lock down and don't go out for a month.
And actually stay locked down.
Right. Then the whole country gets back to normal. Oh, it's an interesting concept.
I've been super good about it myself. I don't know about you guys, but
I have not seen sunlight in 4 months.
Yeah, dude. I've literally only gone out 3 times now.
Really?
Which is kind of crazy, but.
And where was that to?
Places. I have like this like psychic that I go to.
Ooh.
And like that was kind of one of those ones where I was like, fuck, I gotta, like, this is like, it started getting too heavy for me.
What did it say?
So, like,
yeah, is that it, a card? Do they read your palms or is it the card stuff where they do the cards?
Chicken bones and like things like that. It's pretty like, yeah, it's kind of really old school.
Anything ever freak you out? It's interesting.
A lot of things, like, because it's never like you think it is, you know?
God, but why go back if you're getting freaked out, man?
Well, like, we did one of the first times we went, I was like, dude, we need a board graphic. Like, we need graphic ideas. And the psychic was like, David Bowie. I see David Bowie, like, something big on the horizon.
Oh, you're going to her for business advice.
Wow. She's doing all the marketing.
Yeah. But we did that Bowie board, and then the week we dropped the Bowie board, he passed away.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
So it was like,
That's freaky.
The psychic was like on point, but just like, like
crazy.
Didn't really get what we were going for.
Ford Silva, right?
They did, yeah, but we didn't promote them. I just felt that was not cool to promote, you know? So
bad timing.
Yeah, but earlier on this year, the psychic was like, 2020 is the year of the panda. My psychic isn't Asian.
Oh.
So I was kind of like, I don't know. I think it's like the year of the rat or the year of something else. But
I think it's year of the rat.
Year of the panda. So I was like, this could be our year, 2020. You know, and then all this happens. So it's like, I don't know, man. Maybe it's.
Is a panda originally from Wuhan?
It is. Yeah.
Interesting, man. Maybe.
Yeah. So I don't. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Kind of.
Give me his number. I'd like to talk to him about Nine Club stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we need some business advice.
I'm trying to think of what, like, the latest. I don't know. I can't think of what the latest one was, dude. Yeah.
You don't remember? You only left the house 3 times.
I know.
This time was something different. I was asking about, like, living at home and shit.
Oh, okay.
So it was a little bit different. It was more personal.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So I don't really want to talk about that one. But I could go there for, like, you know, business advice, I guess we'll call it.
I love it. I love it.
Art direction.
Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
Thinking about changing your color, maybe. We talked about that in your episode. It went from
yellow to blue to orange.
Blue to orange.
I think we're stuck with Pantone 144
orange.
That's our color, orange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty close to the Nine Club orange too.
I know.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, ours is 144 and a half.
I know I can get it right.
Yeah. Let me ask you that, because we have a problem with our orange, right? It's a lighter color orange, but anytime we go to print something with different, you know, different printers, they never get it right. It's always like too light or too red. It's never the Pantone that we give them. And so now I always just say, hey, just do orange.
I mean, that's the same with us. Like, we give them the Pantone number and it's like, they got to just try and get as close as they can to... I mean, some people nail it, like, but a lot of places don't use Pantone codes, which is funny. It's like, dude, isn't Pantone like
they're just guessing
the color? Yeah, it's like the color now, right?
I know.
It's not like Crayola colors anymore.
Probably just buying the inks and then mixing them themselves.
They do. Yeah, that's what they do. And they just try and get it close to the swatch or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Louis, just want to tell you and all the fans watching and listening, to all the people watching and listening, Raj is in our warehouse. That's our warehouse right there. That's where all the goods get shipped out of.
And that's actually Roger's old room.
Yeah.
It's your old room?
Yeah.
Have I not been there? I feel like I've been in that warehouse.
You've been in this room. We've added a lot of stuff in here before.
Yeah, I feel like we have.
A lot of POVs.
We're not talking about POV videos, are we? Shit.
Dirty secrets.
This is a little behind the scenes, though, for the audience, because this is where Kelly would go in and grab the stuff for the guest and come back out. So we're too bad. We'll email you some gear.
Yeah, just email me photos of it. Yeah. That's all. Actually, just have Raj hold it up, and then I could Photoshop myself holding it, and then we'll just post it, and we're good.
Perfect.
Here, just do this. And we'll just Photoshop you.
Yeah. And we're going to need 10 Polaroids too after the show.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Polaroid camera. I have a camera somewhere.
Yeah.
Just do screen recording.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to point that out, because it's a little behind the scenes, a little cool stuff. People don't really see that at the Nine Club.
I like the photo of Basil too, Raj.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Basil, man. So what else going on, Louis?
I don't know, like, what else is there? What are people doing during the quarantine? I mean, that's kind of like, I had this really weird thought, like, you know, years later when you're like, oh, grandpa, what were you doing during the quarantine of 2020 or whatever, you know?
I was FaceTiming the Nine Club.
It's like, yeah, or like, I was doing stupid fucking internet challenges or whatever, you know, like, really? That's what you did? So I've been trying to like do other things and trying.
What do you think is the strangest thing you've done since quarantine?
The strangest thing I've done?
That you've never done before. Like, I
definitely not going to answer that.
With my girl.
I've been getting into some weird shit over here.
Roger, you made pickles?
Yeah.
You made pickles?
Out of cucumbers.
Oh. Delicious.
That's not really that weird, though.
It's really weird, Kelly. Really weird.
I never thought in my life I'd be pickling.
He's a pickler. Yeah. Roger's a full-blown pickler.
Yeah.
Pickler, wow.
What about, let's talk about skating.
I kind of invented a game.
Kind of?
Can we play?
It's pretty shitty, but I've been getting really hammered, and right when I feel like I'm going to black out, I hide my phone. It's pretty fucked.
I can't play that game. I don't know.
Last Thursday was like, I stopped because I had a meeting with Bod the next morning and I couldn't find my phone.
You like stumped yourself. You're like,
dude, it was a bad one, dude.
You won.
But like, dude, okay. But I did like one of the clues one day. My rule is I can only do it upstairs. I don't want to like bum out my parents or anything. But so I went downstairs and my mom was like, there were Ziploc bags everywhere. What was last night? And I flashed and was like, holy fuck. And I ran upstairs to my bathroom and I had Ziplocked my phone in a Ziploc bag and put it in the toilet tank. In the back of the tank.
I love that.
If my mom wouldn't have said anything about the Ziploc bags, there would be no way I would have remembered where it was.
Next time you put a little blue disc in there, you would have found it.
Dude, it was so fucked. So,
like, hi, Duke.
Yeah. Like a time capsule.
The phone was all good?
The phone was fine, yeah.
Survived.
Oh, yeah, yes. Totally. It was Ziploc bag.
So if you want to hide your phone.
Yeah. Those Ziploc bags can hold a seal.
But yeah.
For sure.
I guess I had it on Vibrate, and I was like having my mom call it the morning Bod was supposed to call me, and I couldn't find it.
Imagine taking a shit and your toilet's vibrating. Wow. That could be a new invention. Ask a psychic about that one. Maybe the psychic.
Toilet's ringing.
Amazing if the phone was on, like ringing. Maybe you hear it ringing in the toilet. That'd be great.
Crazy.
I had to explain to Bod that I got really drunk and lost my phone. And it was like, you know, the weekday. And he was just like, should we be concerned about this? I was like, no, it's just a game I've been playing.
Quarantine's really getting to you.
Okay, cool.
I feel like Bob, like, I've done that before.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Right? Totally. So no more of that game. So that's why I say I think I invented it, but it's kind of.
It's a sketchy game. It's a only certain people can play that game. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I don't drink, so.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh man. Other than that, I've been like, learning to weld. I got like a.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like a TIG welder, and been like trying to like figure it out. YouTube, man. You can learn anything on YouTube.
You learn how to knob spots.
Somebody should teach people skating on YouTube. I think people can learn anything on there.
I think people do that. I think they're very successful at it too.
They did they put the Tony Hawk how to video on there or something.
What's up with skating, dude? Before the pandemic, were you fully engaging, clicking the tail around and skating around?
Yeah. No, we just gotten back from Canary Islands. We did it.
Oh, sick.
Really gnarly, dude. We were in Las Palmas, Gran Canary Island. We were supposed to take a ferry to the next island over, Tenerife. Mm-hmm. And there was an outbreak on the reef. And I basically was like, dude, we've already paid for the van. We paid for hotels. Like, everything was set to go to the next island. And I just had to pull the card and tell the dudes, like, hey, man, everybody's at their own free will to do whatever they want, for sure. We have everything set up over there. If you guys want to go, it's cool. But like, as the brand manager, I'm trying to look out for everybody, and I'd rather eat that hotel and all that stuff and not risk somebody getting sick, you know?
Totally.
Because at that point, nobody knew what was going on with it, you know?
Yeah.
It was still just in China at that point.
When was this, by the way?
Last week of February.
Last week of February.
Wow. Last week of February. And then we went to Madrid, layover, spent the night in Madrid.
Okay.
And then flew home on like March 3rd. And at that point, like, Madrid was already like, they had like had exposure to it and everything. And we were in the airport there. So it was like super, super gnarly. When we got back, I was like, both me and Zach kind of like self-quarantined like straight away, dude. Because we were already freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
So it was pretty, it's pretty weird to be like in a position where like your only concern is skateboarding. And then all of a sudden like some world disaster kind of like unfolds and you're home, you know? Like, it's one thing when you're home and it's like, oh, dang, like we got to stay at home for 2 weeks. But it's another when you're like in a foreign country.
Just trying to get back home. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Got to fly across.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
go to the airport where that's where the one place it probably is.
Yeah. It seems stressful.
Me and Nestor were actually on tour when the tsunami hit Japan back like years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things, like, I flashed on it straight away, right when it happened. And I was like, dude, I'm getting a plane ticket. I'm going home. This seems sketchy.
Is that when they destroyed the nuclear power plant?
Exactly, yeah. Dude. Exactly. Right in the amount of time it took us from our van ride from the skate spot to the hotel, every flight was booked. Like, I got so lucky that right when it was called and changed the flight immediately. But like, Nestor, Ron Whaley, Cairo, all these dudes got stuck there. Yeah, they got stuck there. So, yeah, man. Yeah. And that one was like, dude. Like, I'm going home.
Yeah, you don't want radiation.
Like, this is nuts, dude.
Yeah.
You know, insane. Like, I like a fair fight just as much as the next man, but like.
Did you feel the earthquake?
Yes and no. Nestor, like, literally right when he did a crooked grind popover on this handrail, it was the cover of Transworld, actually. Right when he landed is literally when the earthquake. So it was like, what? We were just like, yeah! And then we get in the van and there's like, the radio's off about like this earthquake, and we're like, hell yeah, Nestor, you like rock the world, like Godzilla's coming back. Like, we're all hyped, dude. We were hyped because like Nestor was like battling this crook's popover and he got it, and it was like, hell yeah, this is so sick. And then like, as we're driving, it was like 2 hours away from where we were staying at, and the room would be getting gnarlier and gnarlier, like, yeah, it actually wiped out a nuclear power plant, like, and then it wiped out the like Sapporo beer factory or something. And it was like, fuck, that's it, dude. I'm going.
There's no reason to stay in
there. Like, yeah. There are levels. I can't go there, you know?
Damn, man. So you've had quite the experiences overseas, man, with natural disasters.
Just stay home.
I know. Just let us know when you go out of town.
Yeah, please.
Just stay home.
It was the same shit with the psychic on that one. They were like, something big's going to happen on this trip. And I was like thinking like, this is amazing. Like, we're going to get like, Nestor will get the cover because he was working on a Transworld thing for his interview.
Yeah.
For the Transworld video. And he was like working on something, and Kami was like, yeah, if he gets something good, we could get him a cover. So I was like, oh, we're going to go to Japan. Like, this could be it. Ask the psychic, like, what do you think? And the psychic was like, yeah, something big is going to happen. Like, let's do this.
Wow.
Damn.
You think he meant the cover or the tsunami? Earthquake,
man.
We don't know.
Well,
both happened, so
yeah.
Hey, it's, you never, boom, what the chicken bone said, you know.
When he says something like that, and then it happens, mm-hmm. and you go back and see him, do you ask him? Are you like, hey, man, like this happened? Is that what you meant? Or
I, you know, it's like I at first I was, but it's like it's kind of like how you
interpret
have
it.
To interpret it. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Louis, have you ever like recorded any of your conversations with the psychic?
No. Okay.
That's totally, so I tried wild, to bring right? in.
Remember?
Hold on.
No, but do you remember those flip cameras?
Yeah.
I had one of those one time and brought it in there, and he was like, "Oh no." Like, he didn't want to give away trade secrets or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I was like, nobody's gonna believe this, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
The chicken bones, man. They just boom, where they land.
How did you start going to this guy?
Funny you should ask. Really gnarly story.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Dude, Oh, brother.
The year was 1982. Yeah.
So I was 35 years old. It was the early 80s. So my ex-girlfriend, way before this, had gone to this psychic, right? The psychic was like, her friend wanted to go. The psychic was like, no, let's talk about you. And my ex-girlfriend was like, okay, yeah, all right, whatever. Like read her palm through the bones. And was like, oh, you're gonna have death in your this year. And she was like, oh God, what's gonna happen? Is it my husband? And she's like, oh no, you're still married? And then my ex was like, yeah. And she's like, oh no, you guys get a divorce. Your ex is cheating on you. You guys get a divorce and your family dies. And my ex was like, well, yeah, my mom has cancer. Is she gonna die? And the psychic was like, no, your whole family is gonna die.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Same. So, this is the same person you go to currently.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So she comes home, goes to work, is telling her best friend at work, like, yeah, you know, I went to go see a psychic and the psychic said Chuck's cheating on me or whatever. I don't know his name.
All right. Chuck's good.
Yeah. Name. And her best friend breaks down crying. Like, oh my God, Ginny, I've been wanting to tell you this for so long. Me and Chuck have been like sneaking around behind your back.
Oh my gosh.
Dude.
Wow.
Insane, right?
Wow.
She immediately leaves him, moves down to wherever, I don't remember where it was, San Luis Obispo or something, moves with her mom. Her mom like obviously has cancer. Her mom's dying or whatever. Her mom dies a week later. Her dad's pulling into...
Oh no, the height of the story, he freezes.
Dude.
Like right
in the parking lot.
Wait, Louis, repeat that because.
Right when you froze up there, man. What? Oh,
so that was right a when psychic.
Your dad right. was, or her dad was pulling into somewhere. Go ahead.
Yeah, pulling into like a supermarket parking lot. Foot on the brake as he pulls into the stall, dies of a heart attack right there.
Oh.
A week apart.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Nah.
I was just like, dang, I'm sorry. That's like such a gnarly story. And I was like, can I get his number?
Oh my God.
Like, this is amazing. Like, you get a cheat. It's like a cheat sheet.
Jesus. I don't know if I want that cheat sheet.
Yeah. Right?
I'm just saying, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a sad story. But so you have a psychic now.
Crazy, right?
From the darkness comes light.
Yeah. Well, wow. It's helped out Enjoy a lot, dude. God. I was like, what are we going to do for this brand? And they were like, put out a video. Yeah. Like, Roger, let's do Oververt.
Right. What are we going to do? Go see Herb the Psychic or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Herb. Herb the Psychic. I'd go see Herb.
I went to him with three photographs of like potential AMs. And the psychic was like, boom.
Frozen.
Oh, he froze again. Netflix and chill, man. The parents are crazy, man. They're watching Ozark. The parents are watching Ozark.
I couldn't hear you, dude.
Again, dude.
Which amp was it? Do we know?
So I go to the psychic. Like, I didn't actually. I had my phone. So I was like, this guy, or this guy. And the psychic threw the bones down and was like, that guy with the mustache. I was like, Deeds? That was it. It was on. Made the call that day. He's been watching your footage. You're on, dude.
Herb knows what he's talking about, dude.
Dude, that's amazing.
Who are the other two people? Oh, he froze again. On the important questions, he freezes.
I know, dude, but he's stoked right there.
I think he's just doing it on purpose. I think he's not really. He's just like,
oh, I'm back.
Jesus froze.
What did it look like? I had froze.
Yeah. You were stoked in one. Like,
who were those two people? I
It's all very experimental right now.
I love it, man. I love it.
Hey, at least my parents don't have dial up, dude. All right.
Thank God.
Hey, but who are the other two AMs?
Well, they're not on.
So it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. clearly they didn't make it.
I think you need to give Herb a raise because he's doing a hell of a job down there over at Enjoy.
He's certainly killing it.
Wow.
Incredible. The other Ams end up on blind.
Oh, we don't intermingle. No, that's the one good thing about Enjoy being here in San Jose and not like actually in Dwindle is we don't like, there's like not a lot of cross-pollinating, you know? Mm-hmm. Like we're not seeing like what they're doing every day.
You guys are pretty global now.
I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
We just ended up like with a super global team.
I didn't realize that you guys are in San Jose now. You guys pulled out of Dwindle.
Oh no, we're still in Dwindle.
Oh, you just have a satellite office.
Yeah, my office is here. Okay.
Gotcha.
So, that's your office right there, right?
This is my office now, yeah.
Magic happens.
Yeah, this Hell is where yeah. it all goes down. That's
where rad. Was Roger sleeping when he edited the video? Right where that plant is?
He was at my old house.
Oh, okay. If you guys were going to make another Enjoy video, which I hope you do, because we always enjoy these Enjoy videos. That was weird to say, but...
kind of play on words.
Would you hire Raj again?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to ask the psychic, though, first.
Of course.
I think I've asked Raj a couple times already, right, Raj?
Yeah, so let's go.
All he needs is 38 cases of Stella and 10 tubs of red vines.
It's true.
I keep doing this thing on tour where there's like certain tricks like that if I really, really want to land them, like I'll put a bet out there for the dudes, you know, like Chico does the like little money thing or whatever. Yeah. Like if I'm really trying something, I really, really want it. I'll tell the dudes like, all right, guys, like if I land this trick, then I'm filming a video part. And then like I try, but I haven't done it yet. So still like, whoo, all right. And I'm just that video part.
Well, we want one, dude. I want to see another Louis part.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're just, it's you, always me in it.
You're only 24 and a half years old, dude. I think.
Have you ever watched one of your own video parts?
I have. Yeah. I've seen them, but it's not very. I look at it and I'm like, I don't look like Mike Carroll. Like, this sucks. Like,
what was it like, Mike Carroll?
I give up on myself. Dude. Yeah. Oh, this sucks.
So, what was the last trick you filmed? Like, for like on video camera or you know just a phone?
I mean, on this Canary Islands trip, I filmed some stuff. I always try and like. I'll skate pretty much every spot that I can physically skate with the dudes, you know, but I don't necessarily like want to film, you know, but I enjoy skating. Like there was this thing in Gran Canaria that was like this bank with like a, it's like a bank, but it's like slanted up. And like Deeds was trying to do like a front blunt slide up it, like backside kickflip in. And like, I was just skating it with them. Like I wasn't worried about filming my trick. I was just more like, stoked to be skating it, and the trick got filmed obviously, but it wasn't like I was like, you know,
yeah,
like it's not my place anymore, dude. Like, I don't want to be like, all right, dudes,
he's just joking.
Like, go to this spot for me.
You froze like this, but yeah. Anyway, I thought it was a you were joking again. But
what if it's like a meteor coming down? That was it.
I think you're at the point too. I mean, I'm at the same point. It's just like, I just want to go have fun with the bros. And totally. If I film something, that'd be awesome. But I'm not going out there looking to go get a clip and do this. And, you know, I think we want to have fun.
Yeah.
When like you're, you know, brand manager, team manager, you want your dudes to skate and get the clips and
totally.
You skate when they can, but you're not like, all right, I want to go to this spot. I want to handle
You're this. Out for them.
Yeah,
totally. I've already done that whole other side of it where it was like stressing on going to spots I knew I can get tricks at. Like, I don't need that in my life. Like, I'm more stoked now, like on Jackson getting a clip or Samaria getting something, you know, like that. It's really weird to look at your career like that and realize like things that stoke me out more is seeing other people succeed more than like my own successes, you know? It's really weird. Like,
well, if they succeed, you succeed because you're running this brand.
Yeah, totally, dude. Totally. I mean, there is a bit of selfishness in that, I guess. Oh, absolutely. But
at the same time, you need to
But that's like your crew that totally. You love. You love watching them skate, so you get stoked on them getting clips.
Totally, dude. And they fucking rip, dude. They do tricks I could never do. And it's kind of amazing to play like the little like, Deeds, you should try this or
like, do you ever text them tricks and stuff like that?
I don't really text them tricks much, but like, dude, like he's a dude who you could introduce him to like older stuff and he gets like so into it. It's really rad.
That's amazing.
His latest one, like he texted me the other day and he's like, Brian Lotti's my new favorite. And I was just like, dude, Deeds, you're my favorite. Like you're like looking out like the older guys like that. Like
I wonder what he was watching. What was he watching? Do you know?
Now and Later?
Probably Now and Later. Yeah. Yeah. But like I got him all sparked on it. And he even was like, dude, I want to do a Brian Lotti pro model. Like, can I get Brian Lotti to do a board for me?
He probably will.
Like, let's make it happen. Brian Lotti, hit me up.
Wait, how did you get introduced to Deeds? Like, how did he end up skating for Enjoy initially?
Herb
Uyghur.
Oh, Uyghur.
Uyghur did, okay.
Uyghur found him, yeah. He was like a Nike flow dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, can we go over your team real quick, dude? Because your team is fucking gnar. We're talking Deeds, Jackson Pills,
yeah.
Samaria,
Zach.
Zach Wallen,
Enzo,
Caswell,
yeah, yeah.
The elusive dude. Clark Hasler.
Clark Hasler?
Yeah.
He's still got a board?
Of course, man. Dude,
amazing.
So sick.
God, such a great team, man.
Bannon, Zach, Blue, Mika.
Oh, Thynan, dude.
Thynan, yeah.
Do you consider Cairo on the team even though he retired?
Yes.
Yeah.
I still do.
He's a lifer.
I still, like, to this day, like, Cairo still blows me away. Like, he just, I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram, but he's still posting, like, 7 a.m. in the morning, back nose blending this hubba at a skate park by myself. Like, dude, he's.
And then goes to the office.
Yeah. I made a post about him the other day where I was basically like, dude, he's been putting it down for so long. Like, he probably has the most 4-on-1 intros of anybody.
You're right, dude.
That is insane, dude. Yeah, like, to get like a dun, 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 dun. Like, dude.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Like, dude, I wanted one so bad. And that dude had like 20 or 30 of them, dude.
Has anyone ever had more than one in one the same issue? Like an opener?
No.
Not that I know of, dude.
I wonder if there was back to. I think there might have been back to backs.
There's definitely back to backs. Yeah. But like, yeah, imagine
back to backs for sure.
Being the one dude who's got like 3 or 4 openers in the opener.
Imagine that. Wait, so you never got a dun da da?
I did. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
but, what was it? Yeah.
It was like a vert wall. And then I came this way and did alley-oop frontside flip, disaster on the side, and then the revert.
Okay. Were you like the first guy or like the last guy?
Any of them are sick, dude.
I know, but still, I'm just saying.
I don't remember.
You're the middle guy. Whatever.
I'm just asking.
Filler.
Yeah, filler dun-da-da.
Filler opener.
I was most stoked on getting in the switch dance section.
Those are sick, dude.
What'd you do in that?
Switch 180 5-0 grind on a handrail.
Was it like an older 4-on-1 or which one was it?
Oh yeah, it was like number 8 or something.
What?
Like it was like one of the early ones, dude.
Who were you skating for back then?
It was before there was any like I don't know, before people actually started contributing to it.
Was this like Maple Days?
Yeah, no. I might have been on Sonic actually back then.
You ever see Simon Woodstock around?
No, I haven't seen him in a long time.
What's your spot if you go skate, you know, go out and skate up there in San Jose? What's your favorite place to go to?
Before this lockdown, they just opened up a new skate park called Newark.
Oh,
it's super fun. It's like this little mini ramp and like small street section. It's like fun sized, you know. It's like not anything. There's like a little handrail there and we like mess around, like challenges on it, and it's fun. It's just fun, dude.
It's so good to have a go-to, you know, rather I don't want to go out and drive over here and do this. Like Roger and I will go down to the beach, ride our bikes.
Yeah,
down
the beach.
There.
The beach is cool. Yeah. I can't, dude, my little board doesn't really do the slappy thing very well. It's not that.
Come skate with me. 775. I got rails.
Yeah.
He's got rails on a 775.
Yeah, all right. So my 7.5, you could potentially.
You ride 7.5?
Yeah.
Dude.
He's running a freestyle board.
Dude, it's close. We redid the Rodney Mullen freestyle board years ago, and I put it next to mine, and they were almost the same size.
The pigeon toe one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But my board's like a production board now. It's called a mini, I think, or a micro.
Micro.
Hey, at least your board's in the line, though.
It is. It's in the line, man. You just got to find it.
I mean, I ride 775 and people would pick up my board because they thought it was fun to try like triple flips.
Oh yeah.
Like their fun little trick board. I'm like
a banana board or something.
That's a serious board for me, you know.
Me too.
Those guys are fucking dorking around on it.
Me too. When people do that to my board, I'm always like, yeah, I grinded double kink rails on that board. Like, suck it, bro.
You put rails on your I put rails on my board. It's like this. It's
that's
like,
how mine
this. No, no, but yours should be like this.
So close like together.
This. Yeah, you're gonna be like 2 inches apart.
When we first started making tummy sticks rails, right? We were trying to get the formula right for the hardness and everything. So I was like trying them out and I was putting them on my board and literally it was like this far apart, dude. It's like, what am I doing here?
I never get up from my seat during a interview, you know?
Yeah.
This is serious business. I have to show you something, okay?
Okay.
It's not on my board, but I have to show you.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, dude.
He is serious. He's gonna get his
vert board.
He's never showed anyone his board.
Does he have a slappy board?
He does, yeah.
I was thinking about setting one up.
He's rocking like a 775 with rails that are like 5 inches apart.
That's how my board is. Yeah.
Let's see it.
All right. Well, I had these on my board. Yeah, I had these on my 775 and I fucking loved them. And I just wanted to show you.
Yes. The bird rails.
The bird rail. Middle finger that's like, you know, boards. The reason why I love these is because in the Hot Chocolate Tour, I photoshopped Daniel Castillo's middle finger be about this size.
Oh, and then no
you guys
way.
Made a rail out of it. I was like,
no way.
Amazing. Like it fit right into my story, my timeline.
Dude, you know where the bird rail actually came from?
Where?
The psychic.
Herb the psychic came up with this?
It's weird. It's really weird that the psychic comes back around again, but I was
goodness.
Like, we need to promote tummy sticks rails. And I'm like, I'm at a loss here. Like, how can we really promote these rails? Boom, threw the bones down. And I swear to God, they landed and it looked like the middle finger. And I was like, no way.
And this was born.
We can make rails shaped like the middle finger.
And this was born.
Yeah, there it is. There it is in reality.
These were good, bro. I really enjoyed these.
You know what Deeds does? Is he rocks them like one this way and then one this way.
That's exactly what I did because no matter which way I hold my board, you're getting the bird.
Yeah.
Me and Deeds, you know, we're on the same, I could tell we're on the same wavelength. Wish I skated like him.
Great minds.
But I wanted to plug these. Where can we get them? Enjoy.com?
You can at thankyousupply.com.
There we go.
There's
a plug.
There you go.
So what else, Louie? Let's talk about your tank.
I've been accessorizing the tank.
What, like cup holders and
tents on the, or is there any windows?
Yeah, what do you have on there?
let's just say my tank has more flair than Corey Duffel's leather jacket, dude. There is like so much just shit on it now.
Like you got new rims and shit. Like
yeah, no. But you know, you have to have like, you know.
Tank needs to get a job at TGI Fridays.
What is flair? What is flair on a tank? Like, give us one example. What's a flair on a tank?
Well, like you got to like paint, like, you know, I painted like the American flag on it, like the serial number. There's like some camo netting for it, you know? So in case the enemy airplanes fly over, you could like put your camo net on and nobody will see you. Really important shit, you know?
Wow. And you have it up and running? Is it running? Can you drive it around?
Yeah, it's cruising around. Yeah. Oh. The trip to Texas was a little brutal, but...
We had you drive to Texas that one time.
A lot of grease, man. A lot of grease.
You really want to scare people right now with a pandemic, drive around with that thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I've had quite a few homies be like, dude, I'm coming over. We're getting in the tank. I'm like, we're not... Like, the Russians aren't invading or anything. Like, this thing's pretty much worthless right now. Like, I don't know what we're going to do with the virus, you know? Which is kind of lame. Like, I wish we were invaded by something like
Russians,
like something you could use a tank for.
Yeah, or like I don't know, crickets or
yeah, like butterflies.
Butterflies, like something like
crickets sound pretty scary.
Yeah, butterflies are too nice, man.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, crickets something make noise.
Like, yeah, like fuck, it's a cricket, get them. You know, or like rats or like snakes or something. You know, where it's like. We're going to war, guys. Get the lawnmower out. We're going to fuck these dudes up all the way to the supermarket.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but like a virus is just so weird. I'm like,
you can't see it, dude.
Yeah. And I'm like,
it's super basically weird. The boogeyman.
Yeah. I mean, it is, right?
It is scary. Know. It's scary. I just want it to go away. I don't want anything to do with it. I just want to return to normal. I want to just, that's why we're just kind of staying indoors and doing this remotely. And just want to go
it's
skate.
Really fucking my hair up too, man.
Let's see. Do you want to reveal what's going on under
my
there?
My hair is like gone.
90s cut.
Yeah, it's gone full like Trent Reznor, dude.
Oh my God. Look at that.
Dude, that's
like,
sick.
That's insane, right?
I love like it. Junior high or something.
Like,
dude.
Why? Well, thank you.
You cut it from the last time I saw you, though, because you had it even longer, didn't you?
It was, yeah. It was like about right to here before. Yeah. I had to trim it. It was getting too crazy.
You literally had it all the way down to your chin.
It was like, yeah, it was about right to here. My dad was calling me a girl.
Oh my God.
I'm at dinner, just like trying to enjoy dinner. And my dad's like, you look like a girl. Like, what? I'm like, oh man, I gotta cut my hair.
Who cut your hair?
I did.
Oh, nice. You and Chris both.
Yeah. Oh, Chris cuts his own hair.
Yeah.
I used to do my own haircut back in the day. I don't know if you noticed or knew that.
With the bowl cut?
Yeah, like a bowl cut. I used to have like a bowl cut thing going.
What did you do? Just put a bowl on your head?
Yeah. I did.
A cereal bowl? Or was it like a mixing bowl?
Like a salad bowl?
No, it was actually a hat. Oh. It was like a perfectly shaped hat, and I would just put it on and just like cut all the way around it.
Easy.
Me and Raj were talking about doing it again, like just
doing a quarantine challenge.
Just to do a quarantine challenge, just bowl cut.
Oh, that's a good challenge, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about doing it, man. Maybe now in the Nine Club we can.
We gotta do it in a way to like raise money for someone, though.
Yeah, I just don't know what the angle is on that. Like, what can you do? Like, who? Like, how do you raise money for that?
Challenge 10 of your friends and they have to donate $10 to fucking something, or
if they don't cut it,
yeah, either cut your hair or fucking pay up,
yeah,
pay $100 or cut your hair.
Yeah, that's a good one, Raj. Maybe we'll do it that way. I don't know. I gotta consult the bones on this one.
Do it at Herb, go to Herb, see what's good, you know,
see what's going on. These are the fucked up things. Like, I won't remember any of this conversation, and I'll run into somebody, and they're going to be like, dude, what's up with your psychic homie? And I'm going to be like, how do you know about that?
Like, this episode is supported by Shake Junk. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunk.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9 Club at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9 Club, NINECLUB, at ShakeJunk.com. Get there while you can.
Wait, are you playing the game right now with us?
Yeah. Did you hide your phone somewhere? Where's your phone at?
Dude, my mom does the grocery shopping, and she only buys me one 12-pack a week. So I just save up now for special nights. I'm like, I'm going in, dude.
One 12-pack a week.
Dad caught me. I was hammered making tea the other night. He's like, what the fuck? What are you doing? You're going to burn yourself, blah, blah. But I was making tea because I was trying to take his whiskey and I had poured it into a cup. And I was trying to fill his whiskey bottle back up with iced tea.
Oldest trick in the book.
Like you wouldn't notice. Like, oh, yeah. Shit.
I was already hammered. So I was like, dude, I'll deal with it later. Yeah, I'll deal with this later. Like, just, dude, we have a pretty crazy dynamic going on in the house right now.
You should film it. A new reality show for Enjoy.
They're like the psychic. They don't like to be filmed.
Hey, speaking of the tank and going to Texas and all that, you need to do more correspondent work for us, man. You were, dude, everybody loved you, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm way more stoked on being on that side.
Yeah.
I don't like the camera pointing at me.
I know. I'm the same.
Like, oh, hold on. Enough about you. Let's talk about me some more. Like, dude.
People love it though. It was, you got to do more of that shit, bro. And when we have something going on, we're gonna get you out there.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm always traveling. Yeah. I'm always doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm always out there. You know what else I've been doing is I've been responding to people's fucking comments on Instagram.
How's that going,
dude? Insane.
Here's my. I don't want to get into whole conversations with people. Is that happening to you? Are you getting into full blown combos with people?
Oh.
People ask you some crazy stuff in your DMs.
Yeah, people just ask me weird ass shit in my DMs, dude.
Like what?
A real common one that I don't understand. Is it like from some, I don't know, some pop culture of today? But what does it mean when people are like, you're my daddy?
Oh. Wow.
What does that mean? I'm like, dude. Really,
you've toured the world a lot, though.
I know. I mean, that's my first question is, where are you from? Second, do you have a photo of your mom? Like, holy shit. But I think
that's
it's a scary
DM to get.
I think it's like a common like pop culture thing to ask nowadays. Like, you're my dad.
You're my dad.
Well, see, that's different than daddy.
Or I want you to be my dad.
That I can understand. I want you to be my dad. But I'm your
daddy. Daddy is kind of weird.
Or are you my dad? Like, that one's common. Like, are you my dad?
Huh.
What do you say?
You have a bowl cut.
Yeah. You want to enter my bowl cut challenge?
I basically was born with a goatee and a bowl cut.
Give me a photo of yourself and your mom.
Like, I just came out like beer. Like that was it. Oh, we've created a Louis.
So you do get these weird questions, and do you respond to them, and do you get into conversations with these people, or do you? Just
I do a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm always like, well, who's your mom? Like, maybe I don't know. Like, or. Like, can I be sponsored? Sure, everybody can. Like, you know, try hard, you know, put your mind to it, 10,000 hours. And they're like, no, but like, can you send me stuff? And I'm like, you didn't put very much hours in for that one. Like, you got to think a little harder than that, dude.
Yeah, you must get a lot of like sponsor me videos too.
I do. I get more on my account. On Louis than I do enjoy.
Oh, interesting. Well, they know that you're going direct to the source.
Yeah, they go straight. Yeah, straight to it.
Yeah.
But
do you watch all of them?
I try to watch most of them.
Have you ever sent anyone product?
Yes.
Oh, I have. So there's hope.
There's people. There's like, I mean, one off the top of my head, I remember the dude did like this fucking crazy 360 flip. It was like so good. And I was like, I'm sending you boards. You're not getting on, but I'm sending you boards because that 360 flip was fucking amazing.
Wow.
Like, you know, I try and watch almost all of them, but typically I'll like click on whatever the person's Instagram is and just look at their last post. And if it's anything remotely enjoy related, then I'm like, not even going to bother. If it's all like skate park shit, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to bother. Like,
what if you watch someone skate a skate park, but they look good? Do you look at more, or you still don't even look at skate parks?
Just give me some street stuff.
I know that's a tough one, right?
Yeah, I've definitely like my main move though is always like go watch Jerry Sue's Bag of Suck Park and refilm it. And there's kids who are like, okay, how long do I have? I'm just like, wow, I like your enthusiasm, dude.
The quicker the better.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, you got a week. Yeah.
Do they ever, dude,
they watch it. They probably watch it and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's one of the gnarliest parts ever. Yeah.
I remember over here and someone asked Rick, or it might have been Rick, like, oh, how can I get on chocolate? And someone he basically was like, oh, do you think you're better than Kenny Anderson?
That's how I respond to a lot of kids too, is just like, you have to be better than the dudes on the team to get on the team.
Yeah.
You really think you're better than Jackson Pills or Zach? Like, are you going to kickflip a street, dude? Yeah. You got to do now to get on.
Yeah.
Like, the bar is pretty fucking high,
it's
dude.
It's high. And do you have anything to offer as well? You know, it's like.
Totally.
Some people may not be as good, but their other things shine through, right?
Yeah, like, I met some people like that.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's the fucking. It's the psychic, man. Like,
do you think
Timmy 237 has got it? Nope. Okay, sorry.
Is the psychic on payroll?
Not yet. If they hit a home run, yes.
I feel like it's a consultant.
Just give the psychic a board, dude.
I know. Did you give him royalties on this? Rails?
Dude. I mean, the Bowie one was really good. The other really gnarly one. Was we were doing board graphics, and this was way before Donald Trump, like he was in the running or whatever. And we did this pig with the Donald Trump hair and everything. The guy won, and then we had the board coming out, and I was like, "Oh my god, we look like insane right now!" Like,
oh, there it is.
Yeah, it was that, but it had like the Trump haircut and everything. But that was the psychic saying you guys should do a Trump board.
No way.
I thought it'd just be funny and like, yeah, we'll do it. This guy's never gonna win. And then he won. And we're doing graphics on such a...
It's like Simpsons type shit.
Like we're 8 months ahead of when, 8 to 10 months before people see these graphics is when we're making them.
Yeah.
So there's no way we're going to be like, oh yeah, Trump's going to win. Like 8 months before the elections, it was like,
gamble.
Yeah, it was like, he was a clown at that point.
Did you have a Hillary graphic mucked up?
It was an old Cairo graphic of Hillary that Jason Adams drew. But yeah, we had that one also. But, and that was the thing. It was like, who should we do? Who should we do? And then the psychic's like, Trump. Like, okay, this is funny. And then we did it. And then the dude got elected.
Wow.
Herb.
I mean, once you go down that road, you can't go back, you know?
When you go visit Herb the psychic, is it how what's a percentage of personal to business?
I dress like, do you remember those dudes waiting for like Haley's Comet or whatever?
Oh, like in like the suits, like the
like black suit with fucking like Cortez's on. That's how I show up, because I don't want him to know anything about me. Like, I don't want him to know what I do.
Years.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what I do. I'm so vague about what, like.
Listen, knows you're like trying to come up with skateboard graphics.
For all he knows, it's like, I'm like, here's three boys. Which one do I pick? And he's like, this one, the one with the mustache. You know, like, dude, he has no idea what I'm doing.
He's on some other podcast right now telling this, I got some fucking weirdo coming into my place.
Asking me which boy I like.
I've dropped the chicken bones and he gets hyped and he runs out of there.
I like the boy with the mustache.
Asking about tummy sticks. Like,
like what? Herb is on a podcast right now.
His version, but I mean, what if he knew like what I was into and hacked my eBay account or something? Like, I don't want him to know too much about me.
I'm scared of those people. I wouldn't do any of that stuff. I'm too scared.
Shouldn't mess with a dude. It's like got weird, it's weird energy that follows you like everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, so I watch basically every single Nine Club, but every, like certain dudes, I will only watch the eras that like I was like a fan of theirs in. Like I'll fast forward and listen or like, you know, just wait. And then when they stop talking about that era, I'm always like, okay, well, that's all I want to know.
Really? You actually fast forward till they start talking about, really?
Some dudes, yeah. I mean, I won't call anybody out or anything, but.
But what's your era though that you're looking at?
Like 2014 to like 2020. The older guys, I don't know who they are.
Right. He's talking about the Louis Lopez and
the
Jamie Foy.
Yeah. P-Rod. I mean, P-Rod was a little early, but like, I remember he was like, kind of like, he was pretty much a legend back when I first started. So,
I mean, cause you're only 24. He's older than you. P-Rod.
He is. Yeah, for sure.
How is that possible?
I don't know, man.
Interesting.
Who was your first video? Like,
what are you, a fucking,
like, yeah, right or something?
Oh, look, he's pretending to stall out again.
Yeah. He's all nervous.
My favorite video art.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Black Cat.
It was probably like the Trans World, like Time to Shine video or something.
Yeah, your first video?
Yeah.
It was like In Bloom or like maybe look fully flared.
No, it's Christmas Party and Time to Shine.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what you guys I don't know what you're saying. You're just calling out videos? Should I call out videos too?
We asked what your first skate video was, dude.
What are you, a cop?
Basically right now, yeah.
They got me on the spot here. I got this fucking spotlight on my face.
Jesus, cool off.
Well, P-Rod started right when you started, you know, or P-Rod was pro right when you started. You know?
I'll just grab like the first. I'll grab the first three videos right now that are closest to me. We'll see what they are. Hold on.
You got it? Okay. He's getting up. He's getting the three videos that are.
I don't know if he knew that we were joking about it.
He has on the shelf. Well, if anybody knows Louis, he's only 24. So.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, another bonus. Whoa. You hear that?
No.
Is Herb contacting you?
No, I don't know what that was. But a bonus of living back at my parents' house is I have a TV with a VCR again.
Oh, shit.
These were the last three ones that I watched.
Okay, what is this? We have Modus Operandi, Go for Broke. What's
that?
The third one right there?
And what's that last one?
See it. Like, we're all moving our heads. Like, if that's going to do anything.
Union video?
Company. Alfonso Rawls. Eric Costin. He left again.
That's random. I mean, yeah, it's amazing that Modus was in that.
Union Wheel, that was Alfonso Rawls, right, Raj? Yeah. Alfonso Rawls and Costin.
Yeah. And this part. One, which was a porno.
Oh, nice.
What's the title? Yeah. Debbie it
was,
does.
It was a dubbed one.
Oh.
Wait, what was Gopher Broke?
Favorite hits.
What was Gopher Broke?
Thrasher video.
Modus Operandi, fucking amazing.
I don't know. I don't really know what else to talk about, dudes. We're doing a Frankie Villani board series.
Really? Oh, he's like doing the graphics for it?
Yeah, he was on tour with Zach, and I was like hitting up, because I always hit up all the dudes like, you know, what do you guys want for graphics this season? You know, like, got any ideas? Got any artists or your homies? And then Zach was like, I think sharing a room with Frankie. It was like, hey, you should have Frankie draw graphics for you.
Oh, wow.
I was like, dude, draw some.
That's super sick. Oh, you got them already?
Yeah, they dropped like in a couple of days.
That's incredible.
He pretty much did this first try.
Look, he spelled your name wrong. Oh, he said beer, he crossed beer out and put Barletta. Dude, can we get that series for our wall?
Yeah, absolutely. Check this
That's
one
incredible.
Out.
Incredible. What does that say? A little closer. Doodles by Frankie Villani.
That's, and he drew himself
with a pumpkin shirt on.
That's yeah. fucking sick, dude.
Pretty he rad.
Better at art than I am. That's crazy.
Yeah, turned out really good, right?
He did a whole series of all the pros.
He did. It's me, Jackson Pills, Zach Wallen, and Deeds.
So let me ask you a question. How do you go about picking stuff like that? If you're like, okay, Frankie Villani is going to do a series, right?
Yep.
And you go, okay, well, we'll do how many boards you want to do, Frankie, or do you talk to him about it? Who do you want to do? Or how do you pick what pro?
Well, like with that, I just basically, I asked Frankie, like, who will do, he knows the team. Like, it's like, do the dudes you want to do. And he did like a couple, he did like me and Zach and I think Deeds at first, and Deeds was kind of a crazy one. And I was all Deeds. I was all make the only one I asked him to do certain things was like the Deeds one. I was like, dude, add an avocado to his. And he like put an avocado on there and like, okay. So, but like the beer one, like mine, like basically he just drew that like within like that first night and sent it back to me. And I was like, oh dude, like we could totally do graphics, you know? Because sometimes, like, somebody will be like, I want to do graphics. And then they're, like, so crazy that it's like, oh, God. Like, I don't know if we could pull this. You know? But he drew, like, as soon as, I mean, come on, dude. That is, like, pretty damn enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, like, he just nailed it first try. So I was like, all right, pick some dudes and then draw it. And we'll build, like, the rest of the catalog around that.
Okay. And you guys have one-off boards as well, right? You have,
we
like,
do.
The series
we,
and then the
we
one-offs.
We have a series. So. We try not to do very many one-offs, though. Oh. But when somebody has something they want to do, we'll do a one-off.
Okay, cool.
Roger was there when we got asked Danger Hobel to do a series for us, and he ended up drawing dicks, and I was like, oh my God, this is insane. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think we remember asking him to draw dicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think maybe Roger did.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's after a 12 or an hour.
I don't think the bones were telling us to do that, dude.
So I take you never ran that series.
We did, yeah, we did it. Yeah. Yeah, oh, did sick. Pretty good. Yeah, he did a killer job of like making them actually look like the writers and stuff.
He crushed it.
But yeah, so we got that going on. We have this like crazy thing here. I don't know if you could see it, but
it's the recycled wood.
Yeah, it's we call
regrowth.
It
replanting growth. Yeah.
So like basically dwindle like for every tree that they chop down, we plant 3 seedlings to like try and like you know keep
ahead of it.
Keep our carbon footprint down, you know? So, So every dwindle board or every enjoy board that you see with the regrowth thing is actually like, there's 3 for that one tree that made that board. There's 3 new trees growing.
I love
it.
That.
So yeah, wow. I'm really stoked on it.
I wonder if you could put seeds in the boards and then state the board and then bury the board and have the trees grow.
I think it is. It's like,
not a bad idea.
It's like bamboo, you know, like if you just break off a bamboo branch, stick it in the ground, it'll grow again.
Right. But I'm
it's
saying
like the boards, they, when you break a board skating and plant it, because of the dyes in it, the tree grows a little weird.
Yeah. That's true too. I didn't think of that. Yeah. But if you put seeds in the board, you could have a whole garden, a garden of trees. Think about it, man. That's your next, ask Herb if that's a good idea.
Oh, dude.
Seeds.
Ask Herb. roll the chicken bones.
I've already like let out too many seeds.
Oh man, we could catch up with you every week. I think I
got so much shit going on. Like this whole virus thing, everybody's like, I'm bored, I got nothing to do. I'm like, dude, I've been working all day. Like, I've been working all week. I get the weekends off, and that's the only thing that sucks is like nobody else could go out and do anything, and it's like, but yeah. my life hasn't really, me, Raj, you, like, we work from home. We do this every day. So it's not like a big shock to any of us, you know?
Right. Yeah. We are fortunate enough to actually keep working during this whole thing. A lot of people aren't fortunate, but, it's business as usual, pretty much.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I hope, like, fingers crossed that like skateboarding will survive through this. 'Cause this is really trying on our industry, you know, with skate shops and everything. But I mean, Jesus, dude.
Only strong survive.
I randomly got this email. I don't know why I got this email, but it was something about Ruth Chris taking a $20 million loan. And they were trying to get people to sign a petition for them to give the money back.
For
the smaller businesses to get the money.
I heard that too. They took $20 million of the stimulus.
And then some other company, I can't remember, took $10 million, but then they gave it back immediately. I can't remember. I wish I knew the name of the company.
Yeah, I mean, that would be horrible if they took that and kept it, you know?
I mean, if they actually needed to pay off their employees, understandable, but...
Totally.
It's a balance, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Is there a way to chop this down in 15 or 20 minutes? I feel like we rambled for like about...
No, so but much. Everybody loves you, and we love you, and we're hyped that you wanted to...
Yeah, but I just ramble and tell fucked up stories.
That's why we love you.
Now let's bring in Jason Dill.
The... Dude, the psychic and my ex-girlfriend is such a true story. It's insane. I am like, I was freaking out and was like, dude, this is fucking nuts.
The best part of the story is that you wanted his number.
Obviously, he was spot on, dude.
It was tragic.
Can we get the number?
Tell me, psychic, do I need to wear a condom? And he just looked at me like, you're an idiot. Like, he didn't even throw the bones for that one.
He was like, you.
Yeah, he's like, come on, dude. If you're not going to be serious about it, I'm not going to be serious about it. And then that's when I was like, okay.
Wait, so you just ask him questions?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want him to know too much about me. So that's why I wear the fucking black jumpsuit and the Cortezes. And I put the hoodie on so he doesn't see the bowl cut or anything. Like,
you get a suit with a hoodie on?
Yeah, you see Louis walking down Third Street and fucking...
You know where I'm going.
I know, right? Don't bother him.
Oh, brother, dude. See, you're giving away trade secrets now.
Well, this is what it is, man. This is...
Every little board brand is going to have their own psychic.
Yeah, but they're never going to be as good as Herb, though.
It'll be the new hot trend in board brands.
How do you get like a... thing to be a psychic?
I don't think there's a license.
You just know how to bullshit people.
Yeah, I think you need a neon sign to hang out of your window.
How do you get a business to do that?
It's a business license. You just go in and apply for it.
You know, even in Santa Monica, these psychic places, you know, they're in high rent areas.
Dude, because that, dude, my psychic, I have to like schedule an appointment, dude. You don't just walk into there. He needs to like get ready for you.
Doesn't even know when you're coming?
Yeah, duh.
Wait, how much is each session, dude?
Those are those stupid psychic questions that you ask them and they look at you like you're an asshole.
You should have known I was coming.
I worked for a mortician for a while and he used to always tell me, people are dying to come in here.
Yeah, right.
And now I'm just like, ugh. And it's the same with the psychic thing. Like, you should know that I'm going to show up today. You know, it's like, it's so stupid. Like they hear it so many times. Like
the man with the black suit and Nike Cortez is on his way.
Yeah, man. Oh. And I don't want to piss him off. Like he's giving me valuable information, you know?
I mean, it sounds to me like you've built the brand Enjoy with Herb at the helm of it.
He definitely has helped out. I'll tell you that.
Well, we should interview Herb next.
I pretty much knew we were winning King of the Road before we even went on it. I was like, sorry, dudes, we got this. Like, I just didn't know who was going to win MVP. That was the one I was worried about. But Jackson got it.
I love it, man. Thank you, dude. This is incredible, bro. Of our first Zoom 9 Club. We're stoked. Thank you so much for dropping by.
I just didn't get the same feeling with your, like, your intro, dude. It's just so weird when you're not there.
I know.
I've been to so many of your intros, and... the one that I get is just so weird.
You never got it the first time.
Like when I was there and you were doing it with Rick Kosick, I was getting all giggly, like.
Dude, you were literally sitting on the ground in the corner, like so stoked.
Yeah,
the
whole man.
Episode. That was rad.
I love watching them, dude. Mm-hmm. And watching them live is epic.
You've been to a few of them. You were at Rick Kosick. Yeah. Who else were you? Did you?
Couple experiences.
Yeah, a bunch of experiences. Yeah. Andy McDonald's.
And you were there with Andy. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember having to leave the room when he was talking about candy. Like he started going off on candy and I was like trying not to laugh. It was like so amazing how passionate he was about it.
He was a great guest.
Yeah.
He was a great guest.
He's epic, dude.
He was epic. Yeah.
There's like so many people that I'm like, I don't really know anything about them or I don't really never really thought about them. And then you watch them and you see their personalities and you become fans, you know, like I was telling Roger early on, like Lil Wayne, like I didn't care about Lil Wayne at all.
Right.
And I watched his and I was just like, dude, this guy's amazing. Like he totally gets it. Like he gets what we do.
Yeah. Oh dude. When he started firing off like dude's names, like, oh, John Dixon is my is my favorite dude.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, yeah, Alex Midler, yeah.
I'm like, Little Wayne is John Dixon's Little Wayne's like favorite skater. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, wild, right?
Yeah. Wild, man.
Yeah. Well.
Well, listen, you got to hit us up next time you're in town. I imagine that you will come down here after this whole pandemic's over.
Yeah, I was there 43 days last year.
43 days out of the year.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah. You spent a few down here with us too.
Yeah.
I love that. You got to spend more down here with us. We love hanging out with you, man.
Let's do 86 next year.
86. Let's double it.
What's 86 days next year?
86. Yeah. Oh, man. I'll pay rent again.
Let's just how about 69?
I don't know if that's in the budget.
Let's settle at 69 days. Yeah. Talk to Herb about that. No, but thank you so much, Louis. We appreciate you. Yeah. And this was amazing. Second time on the show via Zoom, though. It's a shame.
Well, it's not like I'm really on the show then, huh?
We'll get him back in here.
Yeah, I know. We have to get him back. You got to come.
I'm always down there, dudes.
Yeah, but you never, we've asked you, but here's the thing, we've asked you to come back on the show, like literally, and you say no.
I know, I don't want to, dude.
He's calling Jim Thibault.
I know.
I don't want to like just always be about me. I want to come on when I have things to talk about.
Well, the Frankie Vlani series is good. That's good to talk about.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sick. Go order them online. Thank you. Supply.co.com. Whatever. What is it?
Thank you. Supply.com.
And pick yourself up some fucking.
Yes. The rails.
Look, we're just plugging away, man.
Bird rails, dude. Thank you, man. Hey, you're just helping out the team. Yep. You're helping us travel the world, dude. Be professional skateboarders.
I love it, bro. Well,
that's all we're trying to do here. Keep everybody going. Keep the dream alive. The
dream is alive and well.
I got to live it, and I just want as many other people to experience what I got to do. So thank you, guys.
Kelly, will you go grab him some?
Yeah.
Please. What do you thought?
Actually, Raj, you mind?
I'll just hold it up.
That'd be amazing.
I'm just picking up a t-shirt and you can Photoshop it on there. Thanks, guys. Whoa, this shirt's great.
I got you.
Oh yeah, I can't.
Yeah, we just restocked.
Yeah, what do you want? Pick out your stuff.
I want large. Yeah.
All right, I'll put a box together for you.
Thank you. No hoodies though. I don't really wear them.
All right, we got Cruz.
You don't wear hoodies? Mm-mm. What are you wearing to the Sidekick then?
I have a hoodie, but it's a tracksuit with a hood. It's not like a kangaroo pouch. Like check me out, I'm a skater. This is definitely not that style. I just look like creepy weird dude with a fucking
like a cape or something.
Yeah, wait. Dude, I asked my friend of mine, they were making those masks or whatever, and I was like, dude, I want a mask or a cape. And they were like, no capes. I was like, damn,
a cape attached to a mask.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That's a good idea, Raj.
It is, dude. It's all the way.
Yep.
Oh my god, I love that. In a pandemic, Louis asking mask makers for a cape.
Yeah, I
love that.
Be like Lando Calrissian, dude, just cruising around. It'd be epic.
George Costanza's lawyer. Dude, thank you so much, Louis. This is incredible, man. We're gonna bring in our next guest now, so we'll have to, you know, thank you. We'll have to, you know, excuse you.